Our story is about two great sages, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta and Rabbi Chiya. If you recall, Rabbi Chiya was a disciple of Rabbi's. He was a contemporary of Rabbi's. We have many stories about Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya went and set up his own one-man tutoring show, going around the country teaching children the written law and the oral law. And the story is told that Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta once received the field from Rabbi Chiya, and he asked him, how much grain do you usually receive from this field? And Rabbi Chiya said, 100 kur, which is a large volume. And Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta worked hard in the field, and when he was finished working the field, he saw he had less than 100 kur, less than anticipated. Now, he knew he had worked the field well, and it was good weather, so he couldn't understand why the field had not produced the way Rabbi Chiya had told him. So he went to Rabbi Chiya and he asked, didn't the rabbi tell me that ordinarily the field produces 100 kur? And I worked really hard with the field and I weighed everything I got and I got less than 100 kur. And Rabbi Chiya said, yes, I told you that this field produces 100 kur. Tell me, when it came time to winnow, to throw the grain and let the chaff fly off, where did you put it? Where did you winnow your grain? So he said, the wheat kernels have the part that's like a peel that comes off. You ever eat popcorn? So he said to him, I went to a high place in the city, on top of a hill, where there's a strong wind which would blow away the chaff. So Rabbi Chiya said, it says in Megillas Rus, it says in the Megillah of Ruth, that when Boaz was in the field and Ruth came that night and she crept up next to him, so her mother-in-law told her, why don't you go down to the granary? He's winnowing his grains. And from here we learn that when you want to winnow your grains, you have to put it at a low place, because if you go to a hilltop, there's a strong wind, and then you're not only going to lose the chaff, you also lose grains. Every time you throw it up, some strong wind is going to blow away some of your grains. But even though you did something that was wrong, you should have learned from the Bible that's not the way to winnow your grains, but you could still fix it. If you go next to the area where you winnowed, so pick up all the chaff and put it in a sifter and sift it out, and there you'll find what you're missing, and you'll see it comes out to 100 kur. Because I worked that field, and that's the volume you should have gotten. And that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta did, and he saw that he came up with exactly the amount Rabbi Chiya had told him. We see how careful our sages were to give accurate amounts, to the point where one rabbi would take the other rabbi to task if it was a little bit off. We also see how when we learn Tanakh, there are many practical points we could learn from the Tanakh as we learn it, and a person has to keep his eye out for them. Our sages say that when one is learning Torah, one is supposed to become smart not only in the ways of God, but also in the ways of man. The Torah is supposed to sharpen our senses so that we end up being good businessmen, not only smart people in Torah, but if we listen closely to what we're learning, we're also supposed to get a sharp business sense, as King Solomon points out time and again. If you've learned Torah properly, then people shouldn't be able to take you for a ride. Part of what the Torah is supposed to teach us is how to be sharp people and be fair on one hand, but be sharp and not lose on the other hand.